Welcome to the Jewish Prayer Podcast, where we uncover the depth, beauty, and relevance of the timeless words of Jewish prayer. Here is your host, Rabbi Yossi Lindenbaum.
Okay, welcome back. It's been quite a while. I've gone a bit of a hiatus. Not for any good reason, or maybe we can call it a good reason. I apologize for being gone for so long, but thank you to all my listeners who have encouraged me to keep up and start up our classes again. So here we are on our continuation, right where we left off. I hope the break was worth it. Let me try to explain it. I got a little bit of a writer's block. These are prayers that we're going to be reading, going through, that I've done many times in my life, many, many times. But there's a little bit something missing that I was trying to understand. And after research, both in external sources and internally, thinking it over, I've come to an idea that I think is very meaningful and relatable. And so I do hope that this, we'll call it like a sabbatical, where we did some research and now we come back with something for all of you that I really hope you'll enjoy. But in order to do that, I'm going to give a broad view. So let me just tell you what's about to happen. We are in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, these songs. And if you look back on our introduction, I think it was episode Morning Prayers number 14, we gave an introduction to what these songs are all about and how you can't really understand songs in a purely like intellectual way. It's much more of an emotional journey. And so we can just read like that. Okay, I'm not sure why this works, but this works, and let's just go on the journey. But I don't think that's the highest level. That's certainly not the proper way to do it. So what is it? How does this get me where I'm supposed to go? And what is the pattern? Why are there so many? How do we break it down? How do we see it? And how do we try to go through it with intentionality? Sure, you can say it, but if you understand why you're saying and what you're doing at each step of the way, it's so much more powerful. So I think it'll be helpful. We have in front of us a set of seven paragraphs. Seven paragraphs, really only 10 till the end of this verses of song. 10 more paragraphs. Depends how your prayer book breaks it up, but the way we're going to break it up, it's going to be 10 more paragraphs. But first, we're going to have a bunch of seven. Now, the last three are really very different in their style. These are songs, the next seven. Then those afterwards are more like maybe poems or prose. When we get there, we'll analyze that a little more. They're different styles. But this is really the core, the meat of the sandwich of Psukei Dezimra, of these songs. And they're definitely very, what word can we have? Very singy, very song-like, where almost meditatively, where you like just enter into this different realm. If you've ever gotten into a song that's very heartfelt like that, you move in a journey into a deeper and a deeper place. And so we'll see how each of these, say seven, but I really mean six. The first one's actually a little bit different, and we're going to discuss that one today. After this first one today, we're going to have another six that will go to higher and higher levels. What I want to analyze is that there's a bit of coming down, meaning you would imagine that after paragraph number six, or however we're counting it, that last paragraph, the highest level, well, there's nothing more to be said. Let's finish this Psukei Dezimra. Okay, I'm there. Remember our example all the way back in the introduction, how we're getting closer and closer into the inner chamber of Hashem so that we can talk to Him directly. And we're getting to a certain location, into a mental mode where we're clinging to Hashem. So let's go all the way up there. And then we're ready to talk. And yet there seems to be in this Psukei Dezimra a back and forth where we'll go up and come back down. And go up maybe a different way, through poem and come back down, or through prose and come back down. What's the intention of this? What's the idea of this? So we'll see in the end of the prayers, of course, is going to be a coming down. Of course, if you're all the way up that high, you'll have to come back down to this world so that you can get to work on time. That is going to happen at the end of our prayers. But that's not what this is. We're not there yet. We're on our way into these inner chambers, and we seem to be going up, and I would think up and up and up, and yet we go up and come back down. That's really my question. And I think the answer is very important, is very helpful for how we understand this. I'm going to give an example. I don't know if it's the best example, but imagine if you're climbing a mountain, trying to get to the top. So one of the issues is there's this like altitude sickness from the lack of oxygen and just a change of nature that you're not well. So you, forgive me, I'm not an expert in mountain climbing, but so if the reality is a little bit off, I apologize. But I believe this is, you go up the mountain, you start to feel unwell, so you stay where you are, take care of yourself, nurse yourself back to health, and then you're ready to keep climbing. But now that you're climbing, you're a different person. You're a person who can exist on that higher altitude, ready to take on the next step. What we're trying to do through these Psukei de Zimra is to move up. We're not really moving down. We're moving back down with that same higher energy. I'll give you another example of this. In music, there's a 7 notes in the octave. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, right? Or in the letters C, D, E, F, G, A, B. But then after you do do, re, mi, after you do those, what comes after? T is do again. When you finish, let's say it again. When you go through your scale, you go higher and higher. And then when it finishes, you go back to the beginning. However, you're not really going back to the beginning. You're on the next key. You're going to a higher C. Yes, you start back to C, but it's a higher C. I think that's actually a very good example. We're going to be moving our way up, and then we're going to go back down, but we're not leaving everything we had until now. We now became adapted. We're on this higher place, and now going through the lower part, moving our way up again on this higher level. Maybe like a game point, just because this is a little bit unclear, I'm giving a couple examples. You know, in video games where there's all these, I don't know if they still, when I was a kid, they had these like Mario Land, and you would go through these levels, and then you would go on to the next, I forget the word for it, but the whole other dimension, and go through those same levels again, but on a higher dimension. And that's really our goal. In a certain way, this is kind of what life is about, not to get too deep into here. But our life, Judaism, is not about raising and rising and going into the heavens. It's about going into the heavens and coming back and living in this world with that other mentality. When we meditate, when we're finished meditating, that's really the most important part. We don't finish it and then, okay, I'm done. That was very nice. That was very exciting. That was enthralling. And now let me get back to my business. But now let me go back to my business with this new enthralled, with this new elevated lifestyle. That's really the beauty of it. So that's what we're going to be doing a few times through this Psukei de Zimra, going up and coming back down and going up and coming back down. That's really the ideal. So let's, now in this beginner, we'll try to do more advanced episodes where I'll go through all the words. I believe it's going to be too much to go through all the words. I'm going to try to highlight for you some of the words and some of the ideas and some of the meaningful sentences. It's good to go through all of it, understanding that it's a song. In the same way, there are certain lines in the song that speak to you and get you going. And so you sing the whole song because there's that one note and one line that really gets you. But understanding that the whole song is important to get you there. You can't just sing that great line. You kind of wait for that great line. I don't think that's a perfect example for what happens in prayer, but it's a something that it's a way to that you can connect to your prayer. So I do want to connect to some of the lines. And the next paragraph is called Yehi Chavod, and it's very lofty. Okay, we jump all the way to the top. It's considered very holy. It's similar to the setup that was at the end of Hodu, where this is not one paragraph. It's a bunch of sentences from all over, mostly from Psalms. In fact, the next bunch of paragraphs, eight and nine paragraphs, are very Psalms and David focused. It's not exclusively, but almost all, certainly there's six paragraphs in the middle that are exclusively from David, exclusively from Psalms. So check back what we spoke about David and his story and why he's someone that we certainly connect to in prayer. That was also on episode number 14, morning prayers number 14. We spoke about David over there and who he was and why we like him so much. So that is what we're going to do. Certainly, he's an example of this story, someone very, very elevated, very connected to God, and at the same time, very much involved in this world, whether that's fighting a war, running countries, having a family, sinning, falling, and still being very connected to Hashem throughout the whole ordeal. But this first sentence is not, it's a bunch of sentences, it's also mostly from Psalms, but it's scattered throughout Psalms. And they link, they go from one to the next with a similar sounding, or they start with the same words, like the first one starts with the word Yehi, and the next one starts with the word Yehi, and then it talks about how elevated Hashem is, and then it actually is pointed out that Hashem name, the four-letter name of Hashem, which is the holiest name, in some ways, of Hashem, is here 19 times, which is going to be a significant number we'll have later. The Shemona Esrei actually has 19 blessings. We'll learn about it then. And so this also has Hashem's name 19 times. And so it's very holy, very elevated. And it's supposed to be said with intensity. If I could draw your attention, there's a famous, it's interesting, it's known as a verse, but it's actually not a verse. It's a combination of verses. Again, there's so much to look at, but here in English, I'm on, if you're using the same prayer book as me, I'm on page 67. This paragraph starts on page 65, and in English it's 67. And it says, Hashem reigns, Hashem has reigned, Hashem shall reign for all eternity. It doesn't have the same ring in English. In Hebrew it's Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Va'ed, which is actually a combination of three different verses, but it means Hashem Melech in the present. God is the king. He runs the world currently. Hashem Malach, he was the king. He always has been. He was the first cause and has always been around. And Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ve'ed, he will always be there forever, always running the world. That is a very significant one. I'll bring your attention also to the end of the paragraph. And while the beginning of the paragraph talks about the loftiness of Hashem, and Hashem has always been there, and he's just beyond us, the end of the paragraph connects us much closer to him. It says, for God selected Zion, he desired it for his dwelling place. Okay, something very personal. He picked Israel, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem as his place. That's what Zion refers to. For God selected Yaakov as his own, Israel as his treasure. So they all start with that same for God. In the Hebrew, it's ki. He has selected Yaakov as his own. He chose the Jewish people, and they're his treasure. For Hashem will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his heritage. Hashem will always keep us, even if we have sinned, even if we have done something wrong. Hashem will always keep us as a Jewish people. He is the merciful one. So it ends off with that, Vehu Rachum, which is a common phrase. We had it already once in our prayers. He is a merciful one, which really just says, even if you think that we are sinners and therefore we're not deserving of discussing this and delving into that, nope. He's merciful one. He forgives iniquity, does not destroy. He repeatedly restrains his anger and does not arouse his total fury. Hashem save, may the king answer us on the day we call. So he's definitely there. So this is already kind of coming down where we spoke about the Hashem, the forever of Hashem. Hashem always was, is, and will be. And we spoke about in the beginning of the paragraph how he rules from one end of the world to the other. So in all space and in all of time and all of creation appreciates him. And then it gets into the more closer aspect of Hashem. And that will connect us with the Ashrei. Now, the next, let me just introduce these next six paragraphs. I already did the introduction, but just quickly, these six paragraphs are all from David. What's interesting is, besides, of course, the first sentence here is also from David, but from, it's a little bit off, but overall, these are actually the last six paragraphs of Psalms. This first one, Ashrei, deserves its own episode. So even though this is a bit of a short episode, we are going to give Ashrei its own. But it's a lot more, we'll see, it's a lot more down to earth. And that is why it was chosen. But as Ashrei is down to earth, the next five paragraphs are called the Hallelukas, which means from the word Hallelukah, it's like hallelujah, it sounds like it sounds. Praise God. And it's really a song. Very much a song, very much praising, a lot of repetition, a lot of emotion, but slowly moving our way higher and higher until the fifth Hallelujah gets us really onto the highest. And we'll see that highest is not just, well, we'll discuss it as we get there. Okay, so we're going to do the next episode as Ashrei, delving into that, because that's really very precious, and we'll learn about that. And we'll get some more advanced classes going through all the words for those who appreciate that. And, well, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.